We need, obviously, to recap a little today with Brother Qasim Amin. And we did speak to him last week sometime on the demise of his beloved mother, Rahimahumullah. And inshallah, today he now continues and put together a summary of discussion around the issue of his parents. And I think this can also be looked at as a discussion for all those who have parents and their parents have passed away. I think a lot of it will relate to many people sitting and listening out there this morning, inshallah, Aziz. So let us catch up with Brother Qasim Amin from the Al-Amin Library out in Pietermaritzburg. Let's welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Qasim Bhai.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Imam Bhai.
Jazakumullah khairan so much for the time that you have spent being with us. Obviously, you have sat down and focused on some of the issues you want to share with people, and we will obviously take it as very, very wonderful nasiha for anyone listening this morning as to how this can affect their life. And I think most important at this point in time is now you don't have any parents. Your mummy and your daddy has both passed away, rahimahumullah, and then you need to obviously just go back in time and look at the lessons that cannot necessarily only be, you know, for your benefit, but for people right across the globe, inshallah. So, Qasim Bhai, you can go right ahead, inshallah. Aziz, telling us a little more about your parents and their contribution in your life.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Always when we ask Ma, how is her health? And she will always reply, Alhamdulillah. Ma had the quality of taqwa. She had full tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always had tasbih in her hand and regularly reciting Subhanallah, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Ma always said, Allah hamara razik hai, Allah se mango, and make shukr daily for all the ni'mat Allah has given us. Always keep family ties, always settle your debts and recite the Quran daily. My father married my mother at the age of 18, and within a year, she came to South Africa in 1938. A lesson to learn from here is that in that period of 76 years away from her parents in India, Ma only visited them twice, yes, twice. And during our special moments we shared with Ma, she told us how fortunate we are to have a mother with us daily. Ma didn't know what was depression. I thank Ma for a tender care, for a deep, warm hug and being there. There's only one word to describe Ma. She was in every way a perfect mother, more precious than a diamond and pearl. In the years, she watched me grow, so many memories I can replay. Her warm touch was one of a kind, ever so gently putting me to sleep and lovingly waking me up at 4 in the morning in our northern Natal village of Washbank. Her delicate hands will refill the cold stove to boil the water for our bath, as there was no geysers in those past years in the village. Sometimes my ma was sick and tired, hot water bottle on her back, but ma never complained. Ma always prepared breakfast on time before school and placed a sixpence in my palm to spend at school. I used to travel daily by passenger train from Washbank to Ladysmith. The nur of Ma's heart will continue to shine. The most special person in my life by far, I'm happy to say, was Ma. There is no love like a mother's love. As I look upon my two darling daughters, Farhana and Nafisa, I wish that I will be to my children as my mother was to me. Ma looked the same every day. A few lines and wrinkles there, but still my beautiful mother. She was always so wise and always so strong. Why do I say wise? It's because 1 year ago, when her memory was okay, Ma recollected how for almost 3 years I used to travel to Nearbank in Durban every weekend to take my Apa Sara Bibi to make khidmat of a mother who had stroke and passed away on the 1st of January 2004. My mother gave me all her duas for caring for both my mother-in-law and father-in-law who passed away on the 12th of January 2009. May Allah fill their qabr with noor and the highest stages in Jannat. Ameen. This is a wise mother. She was my world. I am thankful to Ma with all my heart. It will take years to overcome, but in my heart, my parents were clean and humble people who totally shunned the world, and they did for all of us. They were positive in their outlook toward life. They had morals and ethics that they lived by it. In my last interview, you mentioned I was a superhuman being. You be the judge and see if this is phrase is appropriate. On Saturdays, I used to take my Appa Saravivi to be with her parents and make khidmat of them in Durban. Same afternoon, I drive to Vellum for Zikr Majlis to be with my Shaykh Mullah Ibrahim Mia Rahimullah. May Allah fill his cover with noor and grant him the highest stages in Jannat. Ameen. Then the same evening, travel to Mirbank, Durban to be with my Appa. Sunday morning, I am at CII studio in Albert Street, Durban, from 7 in the morning to 10 o'clock with Faisal Suleiman, Shafaq Khan, Yaqub Chuhan, Abdul Sayyid Sheikh, Muhammad Salim Asmal, and engineer Muhammad Lunat. In fact, my friends on the Kanka in Vellum named my car Burak, as they were simply amazed where I had the strength to travel from point A, B, C in one day. This was the du'as and the prayers of my most beloved Shaykh and the du'as of my mother. Another two or three quick recollection of my mom. And after these incidents, my mother's love was unique. When I was plus minus 14 years of age on our way home from PMB to Washbank, the car capsized and rolled down the hill near Escort. I was rescued and taken to a white hospital in the apartheid days. And my friend Bhaijan, who was driving to a non-white hospital. Now, when my mother and father looking for me in a non-white hospital in Escort, only saw my friend. Both had gone hysterical as to what happened to me. About 1 hour later, they saw me in a stretcher and inquired, "What happened?" I said, "Because my skin color was white, I was admitted to a white hospital. But when I was conscious and gave them my name, next thing they gave me an injection to sleep and transferred me back to a non-white hospital. My mom and dad laughed and cried with joy to see me alive." Another incident in 2005, I drove my new car 1 week old to Stanger. The accident happened, the car capsized 3 times, and I came out alive with no bones broken. The car was smashed, and everybody was amazed how I came out alive. The lesson from this is Allah says, "Be good to your parents, and I will look after you. When our moth come, let there be a smile on our face, just as my mother went with a smile and noor Allah noor and peace to meet our Creator." It took me a few years to overcome the demise of my father. Allah loved his akhlaq and character and gave him a wonderful mort when he passed away on the Jummah on 24 July 2002. My grandfather, who was equally wonderful and pious, passed away on the night of Laylatul Miraj in 1959. My grandmother passed away also in the month of Ramzan in 1976. My mother, for all her tears and heartache and for the special work she did, may Allah bless my mother, fill her cover with noor, and grant her the highest stages in Jannat. Ameen. Although Ma's days on earth are over, her love still lives on. At that tender age of 96, when I visited Mom daily after Zohar, I can still picture Ma with a trembling hand and how she brought the spoon to her mouth to feed herself. She never wanted to be a burden on anyone. One blessing I noticed the day when Ma departed from this world, it became cloudy and cool and a light drizzle fell during her burial. And yet months before that, we experienced very hot days. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to the Almighty. Our Allah was pleased with her. My advice to those who are fortunate to still have their parents among them, if you want to be successful in this world and in the hereafter, please do not abandon them. Take good care of them and put a smile on their face. Your parents were loving, nurturing, and brought you up from an infant. Taking good care of your parents shows your love and gratitude. People don't seem to understand the simple logic that they have been taken care of by them and now it's their turn. It's your responsibility towards your parents as much as your responsibility towards your kids. They are like both your eyes. What sort of humanity is it that we let our parents suffer when they need our love and care? I would like to take this opportunity of thanking my one and only sister Fazila and brother Farooq Murtala for caring and looking after my ma in their home for 20 years. May Allah reward them abundantly in this world and hereafter. It is through the total love and support and devotion and time and du'as of my mom and dad that saw my nephew Yusuf Amin qualify as an alim in 1991 with Maulana Ilyas Patel. Maulana Yusuf Amin's son Muhammad is in Madrasa Zakaria Al-Anisha in his third year Alim course. Maulana Amin's daughter Aisha Bibi is in Maulana Ishaq's Madrasa Kanka Sheikh Zakaria and has 2 years left to become Alima. My grandson, Hassan Khedwa, is at the Darulum Amzinto under the guidance of Qadi Ismail Damas Barkarum doing hips and completed 14 paras. Ibrahim, you had the pleasure of meeting Maulana Swami in Portchester on Friday. The success of the Al-Amin Library is another interview, but people can go to the YouTube and see what the library looked like. My father was a simple man who was kind and caring. He was compassionate and content and full of wisdom. My father was even loved by non-Muslims. A very special thank goes to a doctor by the name of Dr. Mari, who was their family doctor for over 20 years, free service. Wallahi, the respect and love Dr. Mari and his family had for my parents was really unbelievable. His children used to call my father Badam Dada, and he loved children and always had in his pocket roasted badam to give out. In conclusion, my nephew Maulana Yusuf Amin shared this with me, and I'd like to read it out, what his view of my father was. My dada was a shoulder to lean on, a friend to rely on, and a rock for our whole family. My wonderful dada's pride and joy was his family. He took care of every one of us in one way or another. He rarely complained. He taught us shukr. He gave us all his love, but also his discipline. My dada took pride in working hard for what he had. There are no words to express the feelings of loss from losing my hero, my friend, my mentor, and my dada. That's all I have to say, Brahma. And then I have Manas Jamal Mullah's talk on the love of parents, inshallah. Once I have it on the website, then people can download that that CD. At the moment, it's on the cassette. As soon as we, it's very, very touchy with the way he describes the value of parents, always Karni, and a few other waqiyas as well.
Yes, Qasim Bhai, one can talk so much more and at length about the contribution of one's parents to their lives. And it is only Allah Ta'ala who can realize for us this very special opportunity. One of the ways which Allah Ta'ala has realized a great ni'mah and benefit for you is the way Allah Ta'ala has blessed the family with ilm. All the, you know, going towards hifz and going towards alims and alimas and so forth. That is a special gift from Allah Ta'ala for him to continue this beautiful thing of deen, inshallah. Amen. Now, at this point in time, having said all of that, you still have an auntie who is not well in Newcastle. Can you just quickly say a little about her, please?
Yes, she's my auntie Chori Foy, I mean, from North City. She's my father's last sister. She's about 92 years of age. And she was also a darling auntie, and always caring and simple and always smiling. May Allah give her shifa and keep her in good health, inshallah.
Inshallah, Aziz. And of course, also the library has been one major achievement.
Yes.
What can you tell us about the library? You obviously
the library
by 2016.
Yeah, true. The library is another. In fact, as Mullah Qasim Samar Rahimullah started the whole library, and with his expertise and with his duas, it has grown to such an extent that it's gone throughout the whole world, right through from Iceland, right up from Tasmania, and to the West Indies and Panama, and to over 163 countries. And inshallah, by the end of 2016, it will be almost 50 years in existence, all because of my Shaykh Rahimullah and mother and the other ulama that I have taluk with them.
Yes, a lot of hard work being done there. We encourage people who are in the Peter Maritzburg area or passing by going to Durban just to pop in and have a look at that library, inshallah, and meet my brother Qasim Amin. And I think a lot of wonderful nasiha, although, you know, you're only talking about your parents, but how they live their life can serve as wonderful nasiha for us and many people around listening this morning, inshallah, al-Aziz. Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah. Allah ta'ala fill the qabr with nur. Give them an everlasting year after, inshallah. And for you to continue the wonderful work, you took a lot of dua from your parents, Qasim Bhai, and for the rest of the family, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan so much for sharing with us. Shukran jazila, Qasim Bhai. Shukran wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.